Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome to House Ibrahim Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue. Let us go to the throne, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Welcome to House Ibrahim Gospel, as we talk about issues that impact mankind and the evil that comes out of their heart. Can have in the world. His name is Jesus. No matter what your problem is, no matter what color your skin, no matter who you are, believe this old man from Alabama, Freddie Howard. God is on your side. Call him. Call him right now. Your real friend. Play this one more time for you. Trying to get in your heart. Trying to reach deep down inside. Pry loose whatever it is that's bothering you. Let God have it. He has more plans and more things that you can never understand. Let Him have your problems. He's got big shoulders.
About you, good man, and how you.
I like to ask churches throughout this nation, what are you teaching in your church? Are you teaching the love of Jesus Christ? Are you really teaching the love of Jesus Christ for your fellow man? What are you teaching your people? What are you teaching your followers in your church? The question sometimes is about family and where your family is and how you treat your family and those people around you that you love. How about you? How are you treating your family? What are you doing to keep them safe, provide food for them, blessing your children, raising your children, teaching your children, teaching them about love, loving your wife, things like that? Where are you when it comes to situations like that? How are you and how are you doing it? Are you doing it the way God wants you to do it? How are you doing it? How are you doing it? It's all about family. God's family. Put God to lead your life and let Him lead your life, He'll lead your family. Love Him. You never know when it will be your last day. mom, children, grandmama, granddaddy. The bonds of matrimony, the way God wanted to be. You're living together, you're shacking with somebody, go and marry them. Do the right thing. You're listening to How Sivrakan Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Trying to break into your heart. The heart of reality of what's happening in this country today. In the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2015. What are you doing? How are you holding God's word so far as your family and your people? And you personally, how are you holding to God's word? Are you teaching it? Are you living it? One day, you have to answer. And a warm and tender embrace.
Definitely gonna be alright. Good evening. Good evening. We want to welcome you to a House of Heaven Gospel Blog Talk Radio coming to you 231 6th Avenue. A quick reminder that coming up on my plan for the NAACP to have its annual banquet tomorrow night, July 27th, that has been canceled. They're going to reschedule it, and we'll be letting you know when that date comes. That's the NAACP, annual banquet that was planned for July the 27th at the community house there in Monrovia over on Gershaw Drive has been canceled, and it will be rescheduled. If you need information in regards to this event that's coming up, we would like you to give Mr. S.B. William a call, or you can give Mr. Arthur Penn a call and talk to him about the rescheduling of the NAACP event. Again, the NAACP annual banquet, which was scheduled for July the 27th, has been canceled. All right. Okay. Let's get back to our studio. We're going to play an interview that we had this morning, two interviews this morning, one with Mr. Fred Newsom of the Newsom Award. That's coming up on the Newsom's Award. It will be at 213 at Diamond Center, 9988 Liberty Road in Baltimore, Maryland. That's going to be coming up on August 2nd. And we hope that you partake of that. It's a very powerful program. Mr. Fred Newsom of the Newsom's Award. This will be their 20th show. And they have an outstanding program coming up for you. Newsom's Awards 2015 at the Diamond Center, 9980 Liberty Road, Baltimore, Maryland. We're anticipating a sellout crowd. So purchase your ticket today at www.newsomsaward.com. Remember, Newsom Awards is Sunday, August the 2nd, 2015 at the Diamond Center, 9980 Liberty Road, Baltimore, Maryland. I went on Facebook and left a message for Mr. Newsom and had an opportunity to talk to him this morning, as well as Mr. Minister Henry Beach, the Gatherer, two very faithful and powerful men in the artist business. Thank you for being one of the many gospel indie artist supporters. The road to success is the road paved with faithful workers in gospel. Mr. Fred Newsom, as an internet jogger, myself, that have interviewed you and saw the faith through your work, God's continued blessings. All right. Let's get to the first interview. We will be talking to Mr. Fred Newsom. You're listening to House of Heaven Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to House of Heaven Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We're in the studio early in the morning here in Alabama. It's 7 o'clock, but I believe it's probably what in Washington? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock in Baltimore.
8 o'clock in Baltimore, Maryland, outside of Washington. Look here. This is Freddie Howard of House of Heaven Gospel Blog Talk Radio, where we come to you every night from 10 p.m. to 1 p.m. on 231 6th Avenue, where we play gospel music and jazz and country and some of everything, and we talk to some of everybody. And guess who we got on this morning? We got on Fred Newsom of the Newsom Award. Good morning, Freddie. How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing, Freddie? Good to hear you.
Look here. I called Minister Beach when I saw his name on here, The Gatherer, as one of the conformed performers. So I called him and I woke him up in bed. We're going to play that interview later on. But I woke him up in bed and we both got kind of emotional because we go back to the year 2000. Tell me about Sunday, August the 2nd, 2015, 2015, the 20th Newsom Award. Tell me all about it.
Well, Sunday, August 2nd, 2015, this is our 20th Newsom Awards show. Not that we've been doing it 20 years, but this is our 20th show. And we made this show our celebrity year. So actually, we wanted to invite some of the past Newsom Award winners to this show and be a part of our celebrity format for the Newsom Award.
Okay. I'm looking at Darren Harvey, Heaven 600 Radio, Yaceris Rodriguez, actress on the movie The Heel, Ernestine Jones, WEAA Radio. Some of these performers, I know Minister Beach, and I've heard of some of the Peyton Bailey. I've had come in contact with her. The location for the Diamond is going to be at the Diamond Center at 9980 Liberty Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21133. And the time of the door is going to open at 5 and the show is going to begin at 6. Tell us a little bit more about what you're going through right now and getting it all squared away.
Repeat that last part. I'm so sorry.
I said, what are you doing right now to get it all squared away for?
Well, this is what we're doing. We have still so many artists that want to get on the Newsom Awards show. We're trying to, the artists that line up now, we're just trying to get them set and confirmed and everything in place. They said a few more things, but there's such a demand for the artists for the Newsom Awards, and I mean, we just trying to make sure everything's in place. We got a camera crew coming in to film the show. So we want to get it filmed and show it later on television. So we're doing a lot of things for this particular show because it is our 20th show. And we just want this show to stand out bigger and better than all the shows we've ever done. So that's why you see a lot of names. A lot of names you may not know. But then I think that's where the Newsom Award is so strategic, is that we'll take a lot of those artists that people probably haven't heard of, but we'll produce the show to the level, whereas you'll wonder, well, wow, where have all these artists ever been? And such a good show with really a lot of artists that people haven't even heard of.
Mm-hmm. If you want to know more about the Newsom Awards, you can go to www.newsomawards.com. That's the Baltimore's biggest night in music. Now, you can call 443-500-1171, or as I said before, you can go to www.newsomawards.com. Can we talk about, briefly, I know it's early in the morning, and this is the first time you're having today on a Friday morning. I kind of think about what I do on the radio. I've been folks in the internet say, who is that guy if he calls you at all times at night, any time in the morning?
Well, that's how you wake people up. Keep going.
That's that guy from Alabama. But anyway.
All in Alabama.
Dante White, Sherry W., Karen Jones, Dancing Daughters of Deliverance. Who's that, Mumbai? Mumbai?
Mumbai, yeah.
Uh-huh. Katrina Williams.
15-year-old singer, yep.
Mm-hmm. I'll just call the name of, you want to say anything about any of them, you just jump in. Rhonda Arden, Minnie Carpenter Hall of Fame, and together, me and you talked about him. He is awesome. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, he won two Newsom Awards, so he's really flying high right now.
Yeah, yeah. He told me this morning when I called him, he said, do you know in this business, he said, you need encouragement and God is with you and things. He said, but when you call, you be pumping me up. I said, maybe I was what you needed this morning to wake you up. But anyway, Peyton Bailey, she's 2-time winner. Talk about her a little bit.
Peyton Bailey has traveled the world. And one thing I love about Peyton is that not only does she travel the world, she talks about the Newsom Awards everywhere she goes. And with her doing that, I know she told me one time she was on an Egypt cruise or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked her, they found out she was a Newsom Award winner, So they asked her to sing a song while she was on the cruise, and she said, "Mr. Newsom, I felt so honored that they asked me to sing while she was on the, I think, the Nile River or somewhere down there." But, I mean, but just seeing the faithfulness, because, I mean, these artists, some of these artists have been out there for so, so long, and they've been looked over so much in their career, in their life, and in the ministry, and that is not what God designed. God has not designed it. That was the message I preached from the first Newsom Awards to this Newsom Award. God did not design for these artists to be sitting back somewhere, but, you know, like I said before, years and years ago. The artist that's on the scene now, who they call mainstream, it was those artists' jobs to bring these other artists along, but a lot of them chose not to do it. And when you neglect to do what God called you to do in helping your brother or your sister, then you leave the ministry stagnant.
Yeah.
Because now the kingdom of God can't grow because the people who's there now won't let you get in. Just like Jesus with the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Those individuals, actually, believe it or not, were supposed to teach the people the laws of God. They were supposed to teach the people about the coming Messiah. So when the Messiah came, they knew exactly who to look for. Well, instead of them teaching the people how to get into heaven, Jesus told them, "You shut up, heaven. Other people can't go in, and you're not even going in yourself." So those are the things we have to be careful of. God gave us a ministry. We have to do that ministry. Like you and, your internet radio, you've been doing this for a while. And God has been opening great doors. And it's even, what is it? I think me and you interviewed, what, 5 years ago now?
Yeah, several years back.
And now we're still interviewing again. That shows you've been faithful to the ministry.
That's it. That's it.
You see what I'm saying? That's what God is looking for. You're not looking for the one who's the get-rich artist or the get-rich individual, but then when they get there, they don't know nobody but themselves. That's not what ministry is. That's not what ministry is. If you notice, the reason I bring on a lot of artists who people really don't know about, because it helps that those artists' ministries go and it grow, and it helps advance the kingdom of God. That's all every one of us who named the name of Christ should be doing. My goal, your goal, everybody's goal should be to advance the kingdom of God. And unfortunately, a lot of artists chose not to do that because, wow, you know, they're creating competition for me. And no, that's not what Jesus meant.
You know what? I'm looking here at Newsom Awards. Let me remind the folks. Now, if you want to be a part of this, you can call 443-500-1171 or go to www.newsomawards.com. Now, Fred has got a message down here for you all that are out there now. Some of you got on the list and haven't taken care of business like you should. And that, I'm just being real. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm reminded of the passage. I'm going to do a little preaching now, not much. Where David said, "I don't want nothing from God that I don't have to pay for." You remember that? Now, hear what he's talking about. He was talking about buying something. He was buying some land and stuff. He was getting something for his family. And he said he didn't want to be getting nothing for God, and he ain't got to pay. No, but everything costs. That is, if you want to get to New York, you got to get up out of your bed, put gas in your car, and you got to get out of that door. You got to get out of that room.
Right, exactly.
And you're going to cost you something to get to New York. You either going to walk or you going to pay to get there. But the thing about that, the Newsom Award is just 10 days away. And several artists, you know who you are, he needs you to go ahead and take care of business because that other artist want to get on. Am I being clear?
you're being very clear. And anybody that knows me, Howard, no. If somebody comes to me and say, "You know what, Mr. Newsom, I don't know about performing, I've already replaced you." As soon as them words come out of your mouth, I have already replaced you. I got about 4 or 5 artists waiting now to know if they can get on. But I can't put them on yet because we have a full show. It's to the people's benefit to take care of business, especially with me, because I'll just go and replace them. It's okay.
let's go back to Peyton Bailey. I interacted with her over in, I believe it was 2011. She was in Gospel USA magazine.
Right.
Out of Florida. That's Cecil Brown. I did one of my songs in that same book, The Wheats and the Tares, and Peyton Bailey is on the cover of that magazine. October 2011. That's 4 years ago, and that's when I came in contact with her, and I have been following her and checking her out. And she's faithful. That's what I love about her.
Peyton's very faithful. Peyton has a good ministry. And actually, Peyton actually brings about 20 people to the show.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So Peyton, and actually her sister, she wanted us to honor her sister at the Newsom Award. Hmm. And we thought about it and we looked at it and we were like, you know what? Yeah, why don't we do that? Why don't we honor her sister at the Newsom Award? So, you know, and that's the thing, you never know, because, I mean, you have to meet people where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton has been out there for a while, and, you know, she obviously got a relationship with the Newsom Awards and everything. So when she said, Mr. Newsom, you know what, I want to honor my sister, Peyton, work that out. And I just let her know, all right, Peyton, let's see what we can do. Let's see what we can pull together. Because that's what our ministry is about.
Mm-hmm.
Honoring God's people or honoring people who's doing something.
That's it.
And who needs that recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So Peyton has been very, very faithful to this award.
Mm-hmm. Okay, look, we've been talking about 20 minutes or so. So anything you need to add? To this, what we've been talking about, I'm following up on what we talked about on the phone several weeks ago, and that is to do an interview and talk about the pace of Newsom Award, and here we are. It's on you now.
Well, you know, I thank you, Freddie, for everything that you're doing, and you know, for the love and support you show to the Newsom Awards, and I appreciate that. I'm not the type of person that takes anything for granted or that say, well, they should have done that for me. No, I don't believe in any of that.
Mm-hmm.
When God allows someone to use their time and their effort and their energy to even talk to me on the phone, I think that's a blessing all by itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you and obviously myself and on behalf of the Newsom Awards is that I just want to continue to encourage you in your ministry, what you're doing on the radio, and all the artists that God is blessing you to help to further and advance their careers in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So I just say hats off to you, and you know, just keep doing what God calls you to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, look here. I always, anytime I'm talking to anybody on radio, I got to do prayer, and this morning is no different. So if you want to offer prayer, you can, or I can offer a prayer, but we will pray. If you don't mind. You want to go.
Well, you know that's what we do. That's what we do in the name of God.
All right, I'll let you go. You go ahead and do it.
Okay. Oh, gracious and eternal Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for you being God and there's none other like you. We thank you, Lord God, because you're the God of the universe, Lord. Lord God, you know our every thought, our every prayer. You know everything we do, Lord. And Lord God, we just once again commit everything back to you because you gave us all the gifts and all the talents, Lord God. And bless us to continue to use it for your glory, for your honor, for your praise, Lord God. And we thank and praise you for all things. We ask that you bless my brother, Freddie Howard, bless the Newsom Award. Bless your people all around the world, Lord God, who's doing the work in the ministry, who's laboring in the vineyard, Lord God. And just bless them not only to have their blessings in heaven, but bless them to have their blessings on earth as well, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask that you watch over and take care of everyone. Keep everyone from any hurt, harm, or danger, Lord God. And we'd be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Continuing in prayer. Our Father, Thou art most merciful and Thou art most kind. Thou know all there is to know about each of us and all of us. We stand and the wiles of the devil as he seek to destroy us as wheat. But God be with us and guide us, the artists that are out on the road, traveling up and down the hot, dangerous highway, short on gas, short on food, but still going in your name, such as Minister Beats, Brother Fred Newsom, and other artists. We know what the trials and tribulation they go through, but guide them and keep them in your faith, Jesus. These are many blessings we ask in our son Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, Fred, thank you, son. All right, you have a good Friday in Baltimore, Maryland.
All right, you do the same in Alabama.
All right, take care, son. All right.
All right, talk to you later. God bless.
All right. Fred Newsom. Right. Fred Newsom of the Newsom Award. I love the camaraderie and the honesty and the true spiritual guidance in our conversation and when we are given contact. That's when you know it's real. Sometimes when you get on the phone, it be all restricted and just you're not comfortable. But when you know you're on with a person that is spiritually in tune with you, you know it. And God blesses the conversation. Again, thank you for listening to us. And don't forget about the Newsom Awards now. The Newsom Award coming up, the 20th Newsom Award Celebrity Year. He's going to be honoring the artists that have been a part of the Newsom Awards before, and some of them that I know are Peyton Bailey, two-time winner, Russ Shank, two-time winner on the Gatherer, Minister Henry Beats, with whom you hear that interview that we did with him further on in the show. But anyway, thank you for your support here at House of Blood and Gospel Blog Talk Radio, and to all the indie artists out there, wherever you are, whatever type of music you're singing, gospel music, let it be true gospel music as you travel up and down the road. Keep God in front of you, and everything will be all right. Again, thank you for listening to House of Blood and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We're going to go to some good music and the rest of the show, and we'll see you on House of Blood and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Now, you can call in anytime you get ready at 1-713-955-0464, 1-713-955-0464. Or you can email us at housecgospel@yahoo.com. You can give us a call on the cell phone, 251-362-1935. If you want to be on the program, you want your music played, send us your hard copy. That's our pay, is a hard copy of your CD. And we use that to build up our inventory. Or you send us an MP3 file of your music. If it's gospel music by God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the unity of God, we'll play your music. Until next time, let's get to some good gospel music on House of Blessing Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, listen, a quick reminder, we're going to play that interview again for you. That's Mr. Fred Newsom of the Newsom Award. That's going to be coming up August the 2nd now in Baltimore, Maryland at the Newsom Awards. We'll be at Newsom Awards at 2015 at Diamond Center, 9980 Liberty Road, Baltimore, Maryland. That's August the 2nd. The doors going to be open, and there's going to be a lot of prior artists there, like Minister Beach, Peyton Bailey, and others as well. Anyway, we are going to give you a quick reminder here from the Monroe County NAACP. You can contact Arthur Penn at 251-575-5498 or Mr. H.B. Williams at 251-282-8754. The NAACP and the banquet that was scheduled for Saturday, July the 25th at the Monroe Community House has been canceled. That's for tomorrow night now, the 27th. The 27th. That's tomorrow night at the, Saturday, July 25th, I'm sorry. That's tomorrow night, July 25th. And they will be giving you a better update on that. It was Saturday, July 25th at the Monroe Community House. So give them a call. 251-575-5498 or Mr. H.B. Williams at 251-282-8754 to continue your connection with that. They're going to reschedule that. It was originally scheduled for the 25th. I said the 27th, but it's the 25th. Okay? It's the 25th. That has been canceled and they will reschedule it. It was originally scheduled for the community house there in Monroe. Okay, we're going to go to Minister Henry Beach interview, and we will play it again. It runs about 14 minutes, and then we will come back and do Mr. Newsom's interview again, talking about the Newsom's Award. And there's some great folks on that program. So stay with us here at House of Black Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good morning, Fred. We were attempting to reach you this morning, and we hope that you'll give us a call back. Let's talk about what's coming up on the Baltimore Biggest Night in Music, Sunday, August the 2nd, 2015, the 20th Newsom Award Celebrity Year. Darren Harvey, Heaven 600 Radio. Yeceris Rodriguez, actress on the movie The Heel. Ernestine Jones at WEAA Radio. The location for the 20th Newsom Award will be Diamond Center, 9988 Liberty Road, Baltimore, Maryland 21133. The doors will open at 5 p.m. The show will begin at 6. If you wanted more information about it, you can call 443-500-1170 or go to www.newsomawards.com. The Newsom Award is 10 days away, and they have several artists that still have needs to get on the show. Artists that are performing and nominees, you must purchase your tickets by Wednesday, July the 29th. That's just a few days away, 2015, to retain your spot at the show. Due to the large response of participants for the Newsom Award, we will have to replace you and let other artists fill those spots. If you have not purchased your tickets by then, we're anticipating a sellout show, so purchase your tickets today at www.newsomawards.com, Baltimore's biggest night in gospel music. We're going to go to that website then for the Newsom Award. We had an opportunity to interview Fred Newsom several years ago. And that was a powerful interview. I had never met him. And you talking about a powerful interview. That was a powerful interview. We engaged in a conversation about the music business, the indie artists that are involved in the music business. And it was a wonderful time interviewing Fred Newsom. So I have witnessed his faithful work in regard to support for indie artists. Let's look at some of the people that will be confirmed performers. That would be J. Nicholas Jones, Tony Winston and Stars, Russ Shank, Peyton Bailey, About My Father's Business, Thorne Loring, guitarist, Divine Annapolis, The Gatherer, that's Mr. Minister Henry Beast from Defuniak Springs, Florida. I've had an opportunity to work with him from the year 2000 on. He is one of the most faithful gospel indie artists I know in the world. Mr. Henry Beach, Minister Henry Beach, and his wife and family have been out there for years in this indie artist, working and carrying the word of God through song. The Gatherer, that is a faithful, faithful gospel artist. Many, Carter Hall, Rhonda Adrian, Kidra Williams, Mumbai, Dancing Daughters of Deliverance, Karen Jones, Sherry W., Dantia White, Newsom Award Beauty Pageant host will be Alpha Key Opria, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Letitia Jones, Miss Newsom Awards, United States, Derek Thompson, Sherry Nicole Praise Dancers, our Tornado 418, Drummer Boy, Tracy McKinney, and Newsom Boys, the Newsom Boys. That's some of the information from what we have observed here on the internet for the Newsom Award. And I want to give a special shout out to Minister Henry Beach down in the Funiac Springs, Florida. I'm going to see, can I call him right quick while we are on the air? Minister Henry Beach. There are so many artists that we have interacted with over the years. And some we have come to work with. Let me see, can I give him a call? He may be somewhere out on a tour in a hotel somewhere, because him and his wife travel extensively supporting gospel music. Let me see, can I give him a call here? Okay.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, Miss Beach. How you doing?
All right.
This is Mr. Howard. I know this is so early in the morning.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to wake you up, but is Minister Beach at home or is he traveling?
Well, he's not traveling, he's asleep.
Yeah, tell him as if you don't mind, pick up the phone. I know it's early in the morning.
Hello?
Minister Beach, I know this is what you wasn't expecting this on a Friday morning, to be woke up at 15 minutes to 7, talking on the phone. I was calling you about the Newsom Award. I see you're going to be there. Fred Newsom Award?
Yes, sir.
The Gatherer. Yeah, I saw your name on there, and I said, I know it's bad to be calling him this time of morning, but I just want to say to you, son, I appreciate how faithful you have been in going and going and going, carrying the word of God through song. I thank you, son.
You're welcome, man. God bless.
I know it's early in the morning, but...
I'm all right.
Yeah, look at here. Fred wanted to do an interview. So I was trying to reach him this morning. Maybe it's too early for him to. Maybe I should call at a more convenient time. But just for a minute, if you could gather yourself. I know you're still in bed. I'm just being real.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about, I know all about it, but just tell the folks again how long you've been out there and your faith and how you do it.
Well, you said be real. And I'm being real, I've been doing this all my life. But for moving into artist rank.
You're right.
It's probably been over 20, maybe 25 years, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah, because my wife and I have been married 31 years. And
oh, man.
When we got married, I put a group together, and we was doing some singing then, and we was going to start doing some recording at the time, and we didn't get a chance to do that. But right now, man, I tell you, after we broke up with the group, I just went on checking on my own self and began recording myself and started going around places. And I met you all. You, this is Brother Highway, right?
You're right, uh-huh.
I thought you were Newsom, but this is Brother Howard. I met you in
2000.
Yeah. So that's already what?
15.
16 years. That's 15 years right there.
Yeah.
That's 15 years when I met you, and I was in the recording ranks then, you know.
I interviewed Fred Newsom several years ago, and just like me and you first met 2,000 years ago, our real spiritual relationship that God talks about is real. I mean, you can feel it now, just like you and I are talking here now. Even though we're thousands of miles apart, we know that what we do is in Christ and what He wants us to do. And that's why it comes out of your heart, out of my heart, out of Fred's heart. And folks can't touch that because that's spiritual. It's your love for what you do.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to get emotional, but I appreciate your son. I really do. Because it is so rare in this business where folks are doing all kinds of stuff to make money and use folks.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, Lord have mercy. I know that it's about 7 o'clock in the morning. Would you mind?
You know this. I'm listening to what you're saying, and really, people are really, you know, sometimes I even get a little scared that, you know, you have to talk to the Lord and say, well, now I've been doing this a long time, Lord. It's like, don't look like nothing is twisting like you want to, but you still have to be faithful because this is what you love. You love to minister. It ain't just about the music. You love ministering and preaching and so old souls being saved. You just love what you do for God because he's been good to us, you know. Especially here in 2013, I had an aneurysm, you know, stroke.
You're right. I remember.
Yes, sir. And died for about 5 minutes and everything. And all I know is that God told me it wasn't time for me to come home yet. It's still work to do, so, you know, I really don't think. I try not to take that for granted, you know. Hey, I know he'll provide. He can bring me back. He can provide for me. So it shouldn't be out on the hunt for just money all the time. It should be just giving God praise because he deserves it.
That's what he wants to do. That's what he wants to do. And you know, our Sunday school lesson, the other Sunday, was asking about what God wants for you. What he wants you to do is to be faithful. He wants you to love. He wants you to walk humbly with God, humbly walk with him. He'll take care of the rest. He'll take care of the rest. And it just, I know what you're talking about. You be out there and you be going and you're going and you're saying when, but it's really true. The pay for what you do is out of this world.
Oh, praise God.
It's not going to come here.
Yes, sir.
It's not going to come here. He going to have enough just for you to make it. He going to have enough for you to survive. He have enough for you to pay your bills, even though they get close sometime and maybe behind. But he know what he's doing. Well, look, I know it's early in the morning. I'm sorry I had to call you, but when things get on your mind, you just got to do it. You just got to do it.
You got to do what God has you do.
Yeah. I was getting a little emotional, but I thank you, son. And say hello to your wife.
Yes, sir, we will. And you said do the same, man. We appreciate it. And just
all right, I will.
Be a little Lord and be faithful.
Yeah, all right. I was getting ready to air some stuff with Fred Newsom. He asked me about an interview, and then I was going through the list of the artists after I named them off. I saw your name. I had to call you. Thanks.
I appreciate it. That made my day, man.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I love you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. I know I got a little emotional, and a lot of people don't understand what it is about this business that we're in and how you go and pray and sing. It don't look like nobody's listening, but God's listening, and he sees what you're doing. In spite of your own iniquity, in spite of your own sins, you keep going, and you keep going, and you keep doing. I just want to thank Brother Fred Newsom and Brother Minister Henry Beach from Funiac Spring, Brother Fred Newsom from Baltimore, Maryland. And there are so many artists out there that I've come in contact with over the years that are still doing this, spirit to spirit. And the Jenkins brothers out of Washington, D.C. as well. So many people I have come in contact with in this business. But anyway, we're going to play this on our next broadcast, and we hope that our listeners will be listening and that we bless somebody and encourage some artists that is out there in the wilderness carrying God's word through song. Again, thank you. From House Abraham Gospel Blog Talk Radio, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue in Beatrice, Alabama.
Okay. Again, good evening. We are playing two interviews we did this morning, bright and early this morning. We rousted both of those faithful workers for the indie gospel music industry and ministers. Henry Beach out of Shreveport Springs, Florida, who is so faithful, as well as Mr. Fred Newsom of the Newsom Award is faithful as well. God is awfully good. We will run Mr. Newsom's interview back again in a few minutes, as well as Mr. Henry Beach's interview. We are talking about the Newsom's Award. The Newsom's Award, which is going to be at 2015 Diamond Center, 998 Liberty Road. The Newsom's Award 2015 is going to be at the Diamond Center, 9980 Liberty Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21133. We shared Mr. Newsom's photo, and they are anticipating a sellout. So purchase your tickets today at www.newsomsaward.com. Baltimore's biggest night in music. Remember, the Newsom Award is Sunday, August the 2nd, 2015, at Diamond Center's 9980 Liberty Road, Baltimore, Maryland. And I sent a message to Mr. Newsom, and I also delivered that message personally this morning, as you will hear in the upcoming interview. He is a faithful, faithful indie gospel artist supporter. And that is good. And those of you that have registered and that have not completed your paying your registration fee, please do so. Excuse me. Please do so. And follow up, and everything will be all right, because there are some artists that are waiting to get on that can play, but some artists have registered, have not completed registration with their fees as well. Anyway, don't forget now that Sunday, August the 2nd, 2015, Newsom's Award will be at the Diamond Center, 9980 Liberty Road there in Baltimore, Maryland. Okay. Yeah, all right. Let's go back to the first interview we did was Mr. Fred Newsom, and we're going to run that interview again right now. The time is about 12 o'clock here. We're a little bit late on the air. We were tardy in coming, starting the radio program at 10 like we used to, but we are. We'll be on now until another hour, be on for another hour. So we're going to be running the Newsom Award one more time. Interview Mr. Fred Newsom, as well as one of the ministers in NCB. Same with us here on House Abraham Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to House Abraham Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We're in the studio early in the morning here in Alabama. It's 7 o'clock, but I believe it's probably what in Washington? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock in Baltimore.
8 o'clock in Baltimore, Maryland, outside of Washington. Look here. This is Freddie Howard of House of Dutton Gospel Blog Talk Radio, where we come to you every night from 10 p.m. to 1 p.m. on 231 6th Avenue, where we play gospel music and jazz and country and some of everything, and we talk to some of everybody. And guess who we got on this morning? We got on Fred Newsom of the Newsom Award. Good morning, Freddie. How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing, Freddie? Good to hear you.
Look here. I called Minister Beach when I saw his name on here, the Gatherer, as one of the conformed performers. So I called him, and I woke him up in bed. We're going to play that interview later on. But I woke him up in bed, and we both got kind of emotional because we go back to the year 2000. Tell me about Sunday, August the 2nd, 2015, the 20th Newsom Award. Tell me all about it.
Well, Sunday, August 2nd, 2015, this is our 20th Newsom Award show. Not that we've been doing it 20 years, but this is our 20th show. And we made this show our celebrity year. So actually, we wanted to invite some of the past Music Award winners to this show and be a part of our celebrity format for the Music Award.
Okay. I'm looking at Darren Harvey, Heaven 600 Radio, Yaceris Rodriguez, actress on the movie The Heel, Ernestine Jones, WEAA Radio. Some of these performers, I know Minister Beach, and I've heard of some of the Peyton Bailey. I've had come in contact with her. The location for the Diamond is going to be at the Diamond Center at 9980 Liberty Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21133. And the time of the door is going to open at 5 and the show is going to begin at 6. Tell us a little bit more about what you're going through right now and getting it all squared away.
Well, what we're doing, repeat that last part. I'm so sorry.
I said, what are you doing right now to get it all squared away for?
Well, this is what we're doing. We have still so many artists that want to get on the Music Awards show. We're trying to, the artists that line up now, we're just trying to get them set and confirmed and everything in place. They said a few more things, but there's such a demand for the artists for the Music Awards, and I mean, we just trying to make sure everything's in place. We got a camera crew coming in to film the show, so we want to get it filmed and show it later on television. So we're doing a lot of things for this particular show because it is our 20th show, and we just want this show to stand out bigger and better than all the shows we've ever done. So that's why you see a lot of names you may not know, but then I think that's where the Newsom Award is so strategic, is that we'll take a lot of those artists that people probably haven't heard of, but we'll produce the show to the level, whereas you'll wonder, well, wow, where have all these artists ever been? And such a good show, with really a lot of artists that people haven't even heard of.
If you want to know more about the Newsom Awards, you can go to www.newsomawards.com. That's the Baltimore's biggest night in music. Now you can call 443-500-1171. As I said before, you can go to www.newsomawards.com. Can we talk about, briefly, I know it's early in the morning and this is the first thing you're having today on a Friday morning. I got to think about what I do on the radio. I've been folks in the internet say, who is that guy if he calls you at all times at night, anytime in the morning?
Well, that's how you wake people up. Keep going.
That's that guy from Alabama. But anyway.
Only in Alabama.
Dante White, Sherry W., Karen Jones, Dancing Daughters of Deliverance. Who's that, Mumbai?
Mumbai, yeah.
Uh-huh. Katrina Williams.
15-year-old singer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll just call the name of, you want to say anything about them, you just jump in. Rhonda Arden, Minnie Carpenter Hall of Fame, and Together. Me and you talked about him. He is awesome. Lord, how much.
Yeah, he won two Music Awards. So, he's really flying high right now.
Yeah, yeah. He told me this morning when I called him, he said, do you know in this business, he said, you need encouragement and God is with you and things. He said, but when you call, you be pumping me up. I said, maybe I was what you needed this morning to wake you up. But anyway, Peyton Bailey, she's 2-time winner. Talk about her a little bit.
Peyton Bailey have traveled the world. And one thing I love about Peyton is that not only does she travel the world, she talks about the Music Awards everywhere she goes. And with her doing that, I know she told me one time she was on a Egypt cruise or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked her, they found out she was a Music Award winner, so they asked her to sing a song while she was on the cruise. And she said, Mr. Newsom, I felt so honored that they asked me to sing while she was on the Nile River or somewhere down there. But, I mean, but just seeing the faithfulness, because, I mean, some of these artists have been out there for so long, and they've been looked over so much in their career, in their life, and in the ministry, and that is not what God designed. God has not designed it. That was the message I preached from the first Newsom Awards to this Newsom Award. God did not design for these artists to be sitting back somewhere, but, you know, like I said before, years and years ago.